Yan da kuf yud gimel amud aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yochanan shloisha machiz aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom. There are three people that Rabbeinu Shloim is machiz aleihem. What is the Rabbeinu Shloim machiz aleihem? The Masha says Mestame. The Gemara doesn't say, so Mestame the Gemara was famous, and the Gemara we had before because we based on it based. That the Shaykh told Rachanina ben Doise, the Master in Allah for the Tia Yizaru, Rachanina ben Teilosai. So here these people who are Kovish Yitzram, so the Rabbeinu Shloim is Machiz Aleihem. What are these three people? Al Rabot Adol Bekroch Ve'inei Chayseh. You have a person who's Ponoi Abochu, who finds himself in a Kroch, in a large city, which is Molly Molly Nishaynes, Ve'inei Chayseh, and he's not a Chayseh. While only a Master, it seems he has many opportunities to be a Chayseh, and he's not a Chayseh. Well, only a magzir aveide lebailero, and only found a bulging wallet, hundreds of dollars in it, mamish to Yeshua, kleiber Yeshuasi lovoi. Then all of a sudden he sees there is someone's name and address in the wallet. He returns it. Bal osher hamaaser peiroiso betine. A third case, an Osher who gave a tremendous amount of maishris, kaponim, the covers of the Givaldic, people should know how much he gives away. In Vakel, he's at Nei Aleches Umelekecho, he wants to be, doesn't want to be mefarsim, but he does. So, Emerson, these are three very difficult nishayinim. The first is the nishayin of Taive. The second is an historian of moment. The third is an historian of COVID. And these people are misgada without any fanfare. From these people, so even though the matter perhaps is no publicity, but Kadosh Baruch Hu machiz aleihem. Just the Gemara, Rav Satre, Ravok Adol Bekrachas. Rav Satre was a ponui, who lives in a Koch, Tony, Tane, Kame, the Rove, the Rav Sachre. So someone told over a Bereise for Rove and Rav Sachre. This Bereise, Tobu, Ponov, the Rav Sachre. So Rav Sachre's face lit up, El Bacharabo, the Krach, and Akadis Boko, Machis, Allah, Mayadis. No, we're not speaking about you. They worked on shoes. They were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael. And their store was in the Shuk of Zaynis. And they made shoes for the Zaynis. Ba'aili lohu, and they brought it into them. The shoes were brought into their store by the Zaynis. Inhu, inhi, mistakli bohu, the Zaynis looked at them. The inhu, loy madlon, inayu, mistakuli bohu. But, Avchanina Ravoshia did not lift up their eyes to look at them. That is called, Ravot Anitza Becha. So the Ben Yayod explains, that was gold, a big nesoyin, but why do you have to take it away from Rav Safra? Rav Safra's also the Rav coming to you because it wasn't so he says, he says, Rav told him, Rav Safra, you're not a Rav coming to you because he says, do lounge in Bain Beis Medrash. He says, you're not in Manhattan. He says, you're in the Beis Medrash. Rav, as we had mentioned last week, that the Maggid told the Goyim, Im Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim Besoich O'ir. That's a kunst, that there should be Chamishim Tzadikim in the ear,
in Manhattan to a 50 tzaddikim. That's a kud. These two, that it says, Rava kamitsuya b'soich hakrach. That's a kud. You're the Beit Medrash. You're out of it. You're not, you're from a mele. So dir kum nis kan yashe koyach to be machers alay. They were mamish b'soich hakrach. Umumosayu hochi. And when they swore, they swore b'chayeyem rabbonon kadishe de ba'aret Yisrael. They swore b'chayey rabbonon kadishe de heilike rabbonon de ba'aret Yisrael. Who comes on to explain this? First, first, Iberashba. Toni tana lahach matnishin shloisha kodish bolchum machiz aleyem v'shvach umumosayu shvue shalem. This was their shvue. So the Ben Yehuda says two beautiful pshatim on this Gemara. Umamasayu hochi, when Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia had to swear, so like this, Lahavdo, we see Yosef swore chay paroi. But whatever that meant. So about Kaponim, he swore on the life of paroi. That means he took to take an Odom Godel, and you swear b'chayo. That's a psah shivas of the shul. If a person swears in England, they swore b'chayei rabono, they swore b'chayei rabono, so they were moisev b'chayeyem rabonon kadishe de ba'ariso. So they were moisev, they're swearing in the rabonon kadishe de ba'ariso. What does that mean? It means they said, they swore in the Kedoshim. That means they themselves felt they're not Kedoshim. Even though Kalmokim Shata Moise Geda Elva Ata Moise Kedusha, and we would look at them, we would think that they're Kedoshim. Personally, they held they're not Kedoshim. But they are Kedoshim. So they swore in the Kedoshim of Eretz Yisrael. I think it's Kedai to tell over Moshe Maise from the Chofetz Chaim, which tells us the same message. There was once an enikel of the Chofetz Chaim had an opportunity. He went in with Rabaran Zochenu Levroche to the Briske Rav. When Rabaran visited the Briske Rav, so he had the opportunity to be together with Rabaran. Rabban came into the Briske Rav, and Teich HaDvorim, Rabban asked the Briske Rav Akasha. What was the Kasha? Kasha was, he said, if you look at the Svorim of the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Alochet, and the Kutri Alochet, you see he was a Goyim Oilam. The Goyimness of the Chofetz Chaim is unbelievable. And no one knew about it. He was Ongenomen, a Tadik, a Broche, a Dot, a Musil Sefer, or a Halacha Sefer, or the Goinis, because he was the God of Havdair in London, in Bekis, and Tayri was the God of Havdair. You look in Abir Halach and the Kuti Halachas, what happens over there? In the Welt of Mishkevus, he says, how come no one knew about it? This was Rab Aaron's Kasha to Briske Rav. Briske Rav thought a minute, he said, Ritzon Yirei of Yasser. The Rabbi Nishlof, the Chofetz Chaim did not want that it should be in the Sparsim that he's taking such a goin. The thing that Rabbi Yasser, some of them, wasn't in the Sparsim. This Einikel that was standing there did not understand the terrace. The thing that Rabbi Yasser, so why did the Olam know that he was a tzaddik? The thing that Rabbi Yasser, but it wasn't the opportune time to ask the Skirov, to ask Kabar. So he left it like that. Later he had wanted to ask Le also Biyodoi, Abaron was Nifter, the Briske Rav was Nifter, and he never understood Klov Pshat and the Briske Rav's Teres for Tzon Yirei of Yasser. A few years later, he had an opportunity with Meret Yisrael, he was using it as a Sachoshe Verov, and he tells the Rav, he was an Enikol, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Rav says, he says, you know, I am a Moshe B'Kekashe. Why didn't the Olam Anaken, the godless and toiv of the Chofetz Chaim? So he says, you know, Rav Aaron asked the Kashe. Yeah, fine. He says, yes, the Briske Rav the Kashe. What did the Briske Rav say? Told him the Tzon Yirei of Yasser. Oh! jenem des Poyos und der Teret, ach, das Teret, Pachna, aber es gerob, Pach, it's a good Teret. So weiß ich, sie understood the Teret, because Einikel never understood the Teret. So jetzt, I don't understand, Schatz, in the Teret. But then you have Yata, so why did the Ilam know that he was such a tzaddik? So you don't understand. He says, the Chofetz Chaim knew in London how big he was. I mean, this is less, look in the Bir Aloche, look in the Lakuti Aloche. He knew. But he wanted that the Olam shouldn't know. He was misfollow for that. For saying Yirei of Yasser. His kids, the Chofetz Chaim never held he was a tzaddik. So why should he be misfollow that the Olam should not know about his sister? There's nothing to talk about. He never held he was a tzaddik to begin with. From a mailer, so he wasn't misfollow that it should not be known because there's nothing to be known. And I once heard from Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan to Chaim Lebroche, he told over, there was once when the Beseit Yomov Shel HaChofetz Chaim, they wanted to sharp money for the Bad HaYeshivis. So they took him to, he was very old and weak then, but he held for Torah, he had to be Meisa Nefesh himself. So they took him to Ashdod, and they wanted to make money. So they had to think of a gimmick how to make money. So the gimmick was that they carried the Chofetz Chaim on a chair, and they sold the right to hold one of the feet of the chair, and they for a lot of money, it was a schus, to hold the feet of the chair and to carry the Chofetz Chaim in the streets of the city. And they made money from it. From Sachaim, the Chaim Lebroche told me his brother was there. So what do you think of Chofetz Chaim? There were a multitude of people, crowds, to see the Chofetz Chaim. So one would think he's sitting on the chair, say, and waving up to the Olam. And after he talked, the Chofetz Chaim was sitting on the chair, and tears were streaming from his eyes. He said, "They weisen ish derich bin achoyte neuro." That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. The male dishtim is very good with the pshat in the Nutsa. Noire Bafnish Bispalodine, Bizonish Oiskifin and Bank Tiskif. Al Koponim. So, they said, when they gave a shvua, would have given a shvua in a Kodesh. So they were, who's a Kodesh? Chayein Rabbon and Kaddish in the Bar of Israel. They swore the Kedoshim, not them. They never had 1 minute, they never thought that they're Kedoshim. There were Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael, so the Shmuel wasn't there. That's one pshat the Ben Yehuda says. Another pshat the Ben Yehuda says as follows, that they were toilet. They were toilet, that they were able to remain Kedoshim. That was in the schus of the Rabbonon Kedoshim. That means they were toile, that they were oimed ben ishoinis, that's because the Rabbonon Kaddish in the Arad Yisrael is great Kedoshim, so in their schus, they're yochel to be oimed ben ishoinis. And in Emerson, the second Yisod, the Droshes Aran, the Ran says in Drush Ches, as follows, V'nire li, She'ein sofik, she'roi she'namin, that a yid should believe, she'be'em tzu'usam, because of the chachomim, and because of the nevi'im, mitzad himotzam b'doiram, that they're alive, that they find themselves in the door, yishofa ha'shefa al kol ha'mulchonim mibnei doiram. That means the Bnei HaZoyer can be Zoyche to a Shefa of Chochma, a Shefa of Nebuah, in the Schus of the Chachomim and Nevi'im which are in the Zoyer. So Memele, they were Toilet, that their whole Schus, their Kedusha, because they are the Rabbon and Kedusha, the Ba'ara of Yisrael. Look the Gemara Vayte. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyavo. There are three that the Rabbeinu Shloilam loves. Mi she'ein oikoyim, a person who does not get in kas. That the Ben Yoyode asks, a person who doesn't get in kas, l'chayre kol ha'koyis kilo'ivet avay dezor, a person is not an Eved Avodah Zorah, all of a sudden the Rabbeinu Shlom loves him. So he says that it's speaking about that he's not koyis because of a Dvar Mitzvah. God, I once saw the brought down that Rav Chaim Vital once got in cast on a brother of his because of a Dvar Mitzvah, was Mitrashel, Namidi de Mitzvah, or the Mitzvah, Gedenknis, and the Arizal was Meichichem, what a Gewaldeke Avle he did to become in cast because of a Dvar Mitzvah. They bring from Rabbi Sol Salanter, when he was koyis on someone who was nichshol in a Dvar Mitzvah, on an Aveire, he said, kas haponim v'loi kas halei. He could put up a show, he could look like he's in kas. So to frighten Yene, but kaponim, the kas should not be more than a superficial kas. It should not go to the lei. So memele, this already we can understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu oyev mishein ekoyes period. Umi she'ein lei mishtaker, a person that never gets shikker, which we have to understand the Gevaldike Gavlos on this, umi she'ein lei mamid al midoysa. A person who's not mamid al midoysa, so he runs the side, it's sugetechen tarashi megillah, the Shalem Gemul Ro Lemisha Tiyarani, a person, or Rashi says, Linter Eved, it means something bad was done to him, and the Fakert is Mevater, who doesn't, Panike Cheresh Loi Eshma, a health goldish that doesn't bother him, is Mevater. I once saw Psalmeir the Kedor Tachmi from the Abedis Yisrael, he says, Pshat, the Gemara says, Lemi noisei oven, lemisha oiver al pesha. The Gemara da, that the Ebisht is noisei oven to the person who is oiver al pesha. It's kol amadar al midoiso, because Yenna does the Adlatim, is oiver al pesha. So the Gemara says it's a gewaldic izah, but it says, L'sha'iris nach losei, lemisha oisa asmoi shirayim. Person is Oisa Atzma Shirayim from a Mele. So for that person, the Eivishta is Noisei Oven. So the Avodas Yisrael says, what is Pshat Lamisha Oisa Atzma Shirayim? He says, when someone baledics him, or he does an adlatim, he says, he really doesn't know my chesroinis. This is only a mitzvah. What's wrong with me? There's much more left over. Lamisha Oisa Atzma Shirayim. So a Mele. So for such a person, Eibush is noisy open. That's a together from Mavir on the Meine Mamid on Midoysa, Pakert, the Ablus, what I've done to him, he takes it in his stride, the Kumpmir, and much worse than that, from a Mele, these people are Kodesh Bohu Oyhavos. Shloisha Akodesh Bohu Soina, they are three the Rabbein Shalom, hey, Hamidaber, Echot Bepe, Beechot Belei, by a person, whose mouth speaks, he says one thing, it's not Teich HaKibaroi. The lay is not masim with what the pair is saying. By Yedeya Edis B'chaveiroi Ve'ene Meidloi, a person knows Edis on a chaver and doesn't say Edis for him. V'horoi Edvar Elve B'chaveiroi Umeid Bo'yechidi. But the third thing a person saw that someone was nishal in a dvar elve and made by yechid. So before we go further, I saw the Lakuti Basa Lakuti wants to explain what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soino, what's the chiddush over here. He wants to say, there's a Chazal tell us, kol sheruach habriyesh noichei menu ruach hamokim noichei menu. So others learn Emerson, it works the other way. It works that it's Ruach HaBriyas Neuchemene, that's the Raya Ruach HaMokim Neuchemene. That's the Raya. But other people think differently. They think that I want that the people should like me. So that's a Sibbeh, not a Hichochim. I want Ruach HaMokim Neuchemene, so I have to see that Ruach HaBriyas Neuchemene. So he tries to please everyone. So Echot Bepeh Ve'Echot Beleit, that type of, he wants Ruach HaBriyas Neuchemene. He should tell him what he really thinks of him. The Teinuch Nish. so memele so tech be pevech be leib be pevech be khazayim be leib hal ter azay we think that that will be ruach habris meichemen doesn't want to say edis for his chava because he said edis for his chava so yen will be angry with him was it for edis he's the only proof of the that there was a halva so memele wants weiter ruach habris meichemen so that's why he doesn't say edis. So this person is under the impression that with this will bring Ruach HaMokim Leichem, but it works the other way. For such an hug is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinai. The third thing is HaRoye Dvar Elve Bechaveiroi. HaRoye Dvar Elve Bechaveiroi. He saw that Yena was Nichshol in an Aveira of Gili HaRoye Dvar Elve. So what does he do? And Umayyad by Yechidi, and he goes and says Eidus, and he has no nemonis to be made on such a thing. Dechad is only nemon Chayiv Shvue, can't be Mechayiv anything else, I can't passel this person to Eidus, he's not nemon to be manishim. And Memele, the Samazai, so this Kanois over here is not accomplishing anything. It's an Aveira. He heard the Tuvia Choto. It was a Maise Tuvia did a Chet. It was Nishol and a Chet. Varelve, the Chofetz Chaim says, that what the Gemara speaks of, Varelve means this is something, this is a Chet that misparsim the Tutsis Yisrael, that this is a Chet. Sometimes a person does a Chet and he doesn't know that this is a Chet. But this is a Dvar Elve, people know that this is a Chet, and he did it. He did it. Yitzchak talked for it. He did it. And now Yena wants to be Mefarsim, he's made. So the Tuv Yechota, Ba'osa Zigud Lechudei, Ba'asid Be'i Kamei Berapopas. He came to Bez and Tereidu. He was made what he saw. Nagdei Lezigud. So Rapopa gave him Malkis. Omalei, so he told Rapop, I don't understand. Tuvia Chota Vizigud Mingis. What the Yosha? Erotach. Well given a Gitan Advar Elbe and Mir Shlokme. Amalayin. Rechsiv Layakum Meidecha Beish. The Pasuk says Layakum Meidecha Beish. Va'at Luchudo Chasadis Be. And you were Yochid, you said Eidis, Alt Yochid. Yishem Rabba Alme Komachkis Be. You might see Hashem Rana. Let us see the Rajba. Shem Rav the Kamafkes Ilave, Chota Baveira, Shem Rav the Kamafkes Ilave, Ma'ach Hashem Ata Neman Beid, you're not Neman. Lo Yizkabo Lo Yidusha, so Mamelo Yeidis will not be accepted. It's Ein Lecho Alecho Mitzvah Loi, there's no Mitzvah on you to say Eidis. Because he wants not to leave. Re'ata oiver alav de leisei lechrochel. So if your edus is not accepted, so the only thing you're accomplishing is your mighty shemra on yene. Tziv lo yokum eidecha, kloima, hamikra meyid shi'ato nemon ve'edizu. So the Rashbam learns pshat in this Gemara that the emissan, lo yokum eidechot be'ish, is not a lot. Lo yokum eidechot be'ish is a gilui. That an eidechot does not have nemonus to be made on a ish l'cholovin or l'chol chasim. So lo yokum is not a lot. After I see that he doesn't have nemonus, so he won't accomplish anything if he would be nemon to passel him later. Okay, so we have to know this. He has no nemonis whatsoever. We cannot accept this statement for any halachic purpose whatsoever. So memeila, he doesn't have nemonis, so then it's the Gemara says, Shem Rabba Alme Komachkes Beit. So the whole thing you're doing, since you don't have any nemonis, it's called you tamzei being mighty a shemra on this person, which we have no right to believe you. The Malkis was given, not as we over any love, but I think there was a Makis Mardis they gave him because he was Maitzi Shemra on the first. Came to Bezin to be Maitzi Shemra, so they gave him Makis Mardis for this. The Chofetz Chaim brings down a smack. The smack says that Layokum Eidechot Be'ish is a love on the Eidechot. Not a Giloy that is not Nemon, it's a love on the Eid is not permitted to say Eid is permitted. The smack says that the reason they only gave him Makas Mandis, because the Zman Rapope was no Sanhedrin to give Mrs. Bezdin, so called man there was no called man there's no Sanhedrin to give Mrs. Bezdin, you can't give Malkas either. That's what the smack says. Ka'at ha-kashe, then it's related to Dvar Shmuel after the kashe, so vayis ha-chayis. What would be if within this man Sanhedrin, they would give him Malkus, l'chayis ha-lav, shein by ma'isa. At least some of them get Malkus of the lav of l'yokum eidech ha-beish. Rabbi Yerucham Perlo and his Pirish and the Zayt HaMitzvah of Rav Tzadya Goyim, he says that the Loshna Gemara is very not mashme like the smag, because the Gemara says Shem Rabba Alma come out this day. I mean, what this is like Malo Emeire. If there's a lot of Loyokam Eidechad Bish, that proof to say Eidus is that's the Issa. According to the Rashbam, it's very good. Fakel, the Issa is they say Lech Rochel, like the Rashbam said. No, l'chayre, if he'd been nemon halachically, there wouldn't be a l'chayre l'chor. That's what the Gemara says, no, l'yachem e'dach ha'bish, there's no l'chayre l'chor. Omar, Rabbi Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak, Omar Rav, Mutter, L'san Oyster. Now, this person who saw B'yachidi, that Yenna did an aveira, and B'emetson, he saw that Yenna did an aveira, B'meid it. It's a chet that Mepusam called Tzvutzis Yisrael didn't have Eire Bemeze, so the Roye is permitted to hate him. Shenema Kisiret Chamer Sainacha Roive Yitzachas Matoi. The Posnik says that you saw the Chamer of your Soine. My Soine. What is Pshat for your Soine? Ilayme Soine Nochi. He's a goy, you hate him. Vasani, you will learn to Nabarai, so say ne shomru. Say ye, Yisrael, loy say ne no. The Posseg is speaking about a say ne Yisrael. He's a yeet that I hear, that I hate, not a goy. I love shite, say ne Yisrael. Me, shori, la misna, you're about to hate a yeet. Roxiv, the Posseg says, loy tisna, et lachicha, do bovecha. You're not allowed to hate a yeet. The passage is not speaking about Otto Bershiya, it's not speaking about Roshoy. Hello, the Ike Sadi, the Ovid Isure. So what are we saying? No, that's a Balavaira. And there's two Adem that said that he did an Isur, which one is permitted to hate him? It's, why does it say, Sain Acha, Kuli Almenami Misni Sonile? My say not, my son a high, why that to him? He said, Chamur say not, your say not. And a love ki I gavne, the chosi be ihu devarelde. He personally saw that Yenna did a devarelde. The Mamela, since he knows that he did a devarelde, he's permitted to say it. Av Nachman by Yitzhak Omar mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to him. Not only is it a heter, it's a mitzvah. Shnema yiras Hashem sinasra. It's a mitzvah to him. What does see the Rashbam? Buta l'sano yisoy horoye yechidit ba'erva b'chaveire achop yisheni rashoy lohoy loy. He's not permitted to be made on him, mutter l'sanoisoi, sh'yideya bevadai shuhu rosha. A rosha, one is permitted to hate. My soine claim of mi hu soine isha omar akos. Och, sieh, mir seine Israel, seine Schuhe, seine Israel, mich schorgel und mich nahe, es waren permitted zu Eilei. Und mich stomme, laber, schie, eirig, oh, der Postig ist noch speaking about a Roche, who hates a Jid und not permitted to. Al-Kolcho, that's speaking about a Israel. Well, she tastes it. Shero, boy, the barrel. דירך המויר סיינך הרויבת תחת מסוי הוקים תוקים אימוי עוז את עזב אימוי ועם טיימר זה בל אילו מציאס אמרינן אוי היבליפויק if you have a such a situation you have your friend the his behemah is רויבת תחת מסוי yeah The Sine Litoin. And the Sine, by the Oihei, is a mitzvah of Priket. By the Sine, is a mitzvah of Tine. Mitzvah, the Sine, Kedei Lochei Vesitroi. So you have here, you can do now one of the two. Which one should you do first? Kedei Lochei Vesitroi, you should go and be metapol with the Sine. And be time. Like Tosfos, Vahashte, Makvias, Yeter, Shayach, Kivin, the mitzvah is an oisai. What is the mitzvah? The loche v'shitra, if I care, there's a mitzvah is an oisai. What is the loche v'shitra? Yeshloima, Kivin, Shuhu, Sainai. Since he hates him. Now why does he hate him? He hates him because the mitzvah is an oisai. He hates him because he hates him. Asking the Balotanya says you have to hate the Rasha boy. At the Rasha boy that you have to hate is Gam Kaveiroi Soine Oisa. So then this Rasha hates him also. And why does the Rasha hate him? To see Kimayim upon him, upon him, Kilev Adam Lodom. That the Lev Adam reflects what a Reuben's Lev reflects the feeling that Shimon has to Reuben. So he feels that Shimon hates him, so automatically Reuben hates him also. Nope. The place is weiter. For boyin mitoich kach lisudei sine gemur. So now that Shimon feels that Reuben hates him, So then the Reuben's hatred to Shimon is not a sinah shel mitzvah. Reuben's hatred to Shimon is a poshut hatred. You hate me, I hate you. So this is very a treifa sinah. But the treifa sinah of that Reuben has to Shimon is now works again. So now Shimon starts hating Reuben for another reason. He hates him because since you hate me, I hate you. The second sinah. The Sina HaNaisefes, this is not a Sina Shal Mitzvah, this is a Sina Shal Issa. Boy mitoich kachli day Sina Gemure. What's with day Sina Gemure? So the Master Sashekel says Pshat, Sina Gemure means that a fellow he'll do tshuva, he'll still hate it. That means the first Sina, which was only a Sina Yarashe boy, so he'll do tshuva, it's finished. So now he loves him already. It was only the Avera was Niska. That's a lady. But over here, since Lamaise, Shimon hates Reuben, now Reuben is going to have a sin in a sefer. That sin is a sefer sin, v'shayach fi yeter. And in Mele, in order to be kind for your yeter, that this sin should not exist. Fakel, maybe this will be mevatel the sin that Reuben has for Shimon. He says, Fakel, he sees that he's doing him a favor. So that's koyver yitroy. He's doing a favor to Shimon. So memele, so that's a kviyas hayeta. So this comes before oyev lifrik. So that's where the altar from Slobodka says, I'm with the kazach over here. Finished me. This Shimon is a Roshe. It's a Roshe. With a mitzvah with a noise. Good. We see there's Dargis and Sina. There's is X amount, which is mutter, then if you go a little further, that's all. But this is a rosh that a mitzvah is like. This Reuven, the oye, the tzaddik, number one, so here I'm helping a rosh, here I'm helping a tzaddik. Number two, it's oye blitzvah. There's a cheshbon of tzar balchaim over here. By the oye, it's tzar balchaim. Tzar balchaim is a deraisa. So here you have a tzaddik and a tzar balchaim. And the idachis you have over here a rosh, but we're afraid maybe the sin will go a little overboard. So vaisens what that balabai is. So we would say, what's the shaila? Well, das teire is fakel. That lemaisa, you have to take care of this extra sin that's creeping into you, and lochef es yitzroi, to make sure that to be oika this sin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Acha berei de Rove le Rav Ashi, mau le meimrelei le rabbei le misnaya. Is he permitted to tell over the Rebbe, his Rebbe, that the Rebbe should hate him? Exactly who the Rebbe is, if it's the Rebbe of the Rosh or his own Rebbe, it's unclear. We're speaking about a Rebbe, speaking about a person who's trustworthy, that he won't be mefarsam. He'll keep the information for himself, but it won't leak out. Omar le. If he knows that the Rebbe Taka trusts him, that means the Rebbe Taka knows what he says, he's not saying a sheker. So, leimolei, let him tell him. He's loy leimolei. But he's not allowed to tell him. Now, what is the inyan of telling the Rebbe? Let us first say over the lashon of the Rabbi Yehonin Shari Tshuva. Rabbi Yehonin says, "Im yire, this is Rabbi Nishari Tshuva, eis reish tezbo, im yire ish, ki ovar haveiroi al dibrei teire basefer, vuhu gilo al chato eiso al shar bas rabin, oshaim osham alta, yiz a gewalde ka avle, tibi mefarsim yene dirachet, ki ulai achoite hu shov mi barka yoro." Maybe the tshuva, you can't be mefarsim. You have no right to be mefarsim to bagrob in yene taki did a niso de reis a sheget, but you now have no right to be mefarsim. Loi nochi le galoisom zuloti le chochom tzenua, asher lo yisape le yeser amoin, this chochom tzenua will not be mefarsim it, hanchek, yarchek, mechavros. The accomplishment of relating to this chacham is that he should not be close with it. Adashi yivoda elo kishov midar kayoro. That seems, that is at the elit. It is kedai for the chacham to know that this person did a maisa resha. Because he should not be close to him. It's with the elit of the chacham. But he should not be close to this resha. So if the chacham, I mean, nemon, legabi the chacham, like to aid him, so the mele is permitted to tell this to the chacham. The chacham keeps this piece of information for himself and does not spread it. Tanu rabbono, shloisha chayehem einam chay. The life is not a life; it's a life of agmas nefesh to me. Torachmonim. Those who have an abundance of rachmen, they can't be stable, so that people are stable, for aschonim, those who get in cars quickly, ranine hadas, those who are mafunokim, and every little thing bothers them. Roma Rav Yosef, kulu isnayu bi. What does the Rashbam say? Rachmonim yoyser midai. More. We have an abundance of rachmonis. Anishloishim mili dover atodah behem kosho. There are things which can say that moira rachmin, moira kas. Person is a mafunikan thing. And the kivin do makpid aleim, and he takes it to heart, ein chayav chayim she'ein lei menuche. Doesn't have a day that passes by without terrible agmas nefesh. Ben Yehuda says, kulu isnayu bi, he said that Rabbi Yosef was a sumer, he was blind. So Rabbi Yosef, no, he sees this in the Lashna Gemara, but he says, if you have these tvichas choynes, and someone is blind, so these tvichas choynes are magnified, right? He says, you hear someone screaming. It's Shrekler. He says, if you can see what's happening, you can see he's overdoing it. He's megazim. A shreik. You're going to get to my pot. Shreik, shreik. But really, it's like a fella. So by seeing what's happening, or by the midah of kas also, the midah of that, it's not a fella. It wasn't so filthy. It wasn't so dirty. It's just given a fella. In kas also, if you're aware of the situation, so Mamele, you don't go overboard with these meters. But a person like that who's blind to the situation, so Mamele, he has bechlal a distorted picture of what occurs. So Mamele, if by him, if he's a Rachmon and the Kasson and a Mefunik, it's Mamish Chayon Einam Chay. Tano Rabbanon Shloisha Soinim Zeze Eilohim Aklovim Vatalnigoylim Vahachabor Chaborim the Orochlens Pshat and the places in Shabbos says Pshat Chaborim, these were Kaimrim Parthim, these were Galochim, they were Kebaldike Rishoyim. But the good thing is they were anshei resha, but they hated one the other also. Mitzadecha, that was a good thing for some of them. They one mischabel one with another. Yesh oimrim af hazoynes, yesh oimrim af tamidei chachamim shebebob. Tana rabot, not all tamidei chachamim, some tamidei chachamim and bobo are soynim zeze. Tano Rabbanan Shloisha Oihavim Zez, Eiluhain, Hagerim, Vaavodim, Vaoilim. Iva Mestome, the Shveilim Vedatom, the Memele, so, each one is a shuffle Vedatom, he can get along together with others. Others are the same master like me. Albo Ein Hadas, Seid Losa. There are four people that the Das Ha'odom cannot be saved with. Eilu Hain Dal Geya. A poor person, and he's a Bal Gaiver. He's poor, so I'll upon him, so I shouldn't have the Nisayin of Gaiver. But I'll pick him the best of Bal Gaiver. The Osher Mechachesh. You're an Osher, and you're Mechachesh. He says, Poshib Shat is that, and he says, there's a cautious moment, but, Hosfach Yel, so why do you have to be Mechachesh? What's going to be the Zong of Emes? It won't make you or break you. The Kuti Basel, the Kuti brings from someone, Vahoshe Mechachesh, that, and only rings the bell, so he says, tell him in that hope. At the Noshe Mechachet, the Bishtach HaNoshe, the Fakir, who else should the only go to? Oshe Mechachet. V'zokein Menayi. Now Zokein, who Seif Yomol, Ahopach Nish, Taivis HaBel Taive, V'achal Piken is a Menayi. U'panlis Mizgoa L'Tzibo Bechina. Dr. Rajbam, המסגור לציבו בחינם לא יגעליהם צורת, ואין נעים את עליהם בשעת דוחקו. It means the responsibilities of a partner is hot on it. The חשכיינס of a partner is hot on it. But this doesn't stim. אין הדעת סגלוסה. ויש שעימים אך המגרש את אישתו פעם ראשון ושנייה ומחזירה. תענקם Dinne de ksubosa merube iname yesh loy bonemine. That's no kasher. Could be that he's marzira because was a lot too big, can't pay up, so that's why he decided to marry her again. It is children that have to be taken care of. By most of them, Chamisha devorim tiva knan el bono. Knan told his children five things. Ebu says that one should love the other, because if one you won't, because you won't be successful, if one will hate the other, you won't be successful in the other things. So the male, therefore, you have to love one the other. The Ebu es hagezel, the Ebu es hazima, the Sinu es adeinechem, al the Bablu emes. I once heard from a Yid, that Nebuch was in Deutschland in the Second World War, he said he once saw a newspaper, maybe this was the beginning of the Muhammad, that the Daishin Yamach Shimon gave out, who was full of anti-Semitism. That was the cover of the newspaper. So he himself saw this article. So the article was that they brought down in this newspaper the Tane Knan, the Talmudist Knan, told his children, Ebu es hagezel, Ebu es hados. They had enough in the Gemara. They didn't know that Knan is he's one of the Tanoim that they held. So that's what they were mafazim. But that's what the Talmud teaches the Yidden, Ebu es hagezel, Ebu es hazima, sinus adinechem, osadabu ha'emes. Shisha dvorim nemorim besut. Oye bet haznut, oye bet hamukhoma, veluchai gafe, umoye bet hashine, ואויכל הרבי ומייט לקימא. יש אין ממך מבקש מרק ואולו ומוכם. שיבו מנודים לשמי. There are seven people which are kimenudim we have here a gilt on the side. אלו הן יהודי שאין לו אישה ושיש לו אישה ואין לו בונים ומי שיש לו איבונים ואין מגד לו מותם מטרע, ומי שאין לו איתונם בראשי, ומי שאין לו איתונם בראשי, איתונם בזרויי, וציטוס בביגזוי, ומזוזה בביסרוי, המיניה מן הוליים מרג לו, וישי ממך משאין עם מייסר בחבור השם מלכת. זאת אומרת, פרטיסופייט נסוד את מצוי. Let us see the Rajba. Tiva Knan is Bono, Kloima, Minhogam, Cain, and Kilo Tiva Aleim Adin. This is their way of life. Nasi Mine, she said, Ozom Lizerman. So where, this is their way of life, so he has to know how to act with these Knan. Kaburas Mitzvah, she said, Mishte, Shalbris Mille, Oibas Koyim Lekoy. Zot Taisvis, Ve'en Loi Bonim. So it says over here, that Mi Sheyesh Loi Isha, Ve'en Loi Bonim, is a Menuda Loi Shemayim. So Taisvis says, Nire Batka Yidek Shiyosai, means, She'en Ein Misasek, Bepirya Bavidya, Dumya Da'achine. But if it's not Yidek Shiyosai, it's a Memele Machote, how can you say it's a Menuda Loi Shemayim? ומי שאין לו התחילים בראשוי ובזרויוי וציטוס בביגדוי מיירי, מי שיש לו, יהיה זה מן דהל, ואין לו מניחו. He doesn't wear that. He's back an MS of Pesheya, כממילא, הרי זה זימנות זה לשמי. נמי אפילו אין לו, אפילו he doesn't have. יש לזה או להובי עצמו לדי חיוב, ובאשכחון, במוישה שאו יתואב ליקוניס לארץ ישראל כדי לקיים מצווה שבו. Now, this is a very, very שוור תוספה. תוספה says that perhaps we can learn שאת that it's speaking but it doesn't have. מוכר את going down תלן and תיצת. Kaponim, there's a tain on him. Yesh lagzer olohovi atzeli bechiv. He's mechuyiv to see to get. דאשכחם במוישה שהוא יתור לקומץ לארץ ישראל כדי לקיים מצווה שמו. So number one is fair, and this I found Baruch Hashem the Mashmulet Takashe, a two-step, if a person doesn't have tefillin, so you have to tell me it's mechuyev to get tefillin because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, a two-step. Moshe Rabbeinu, because money was in Eber HaYarden, he's part of a mitzvah that leaves Baruch. He wanted to become Mishayev. That was a godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chilechem Mipirya, a fine zach, wonderful. Of a person who's mechuyev to wear tefillin, so if he doesn't, he ha'apach nishkan tefillin, so he's mechuyev to be mishtabel to get tefillin, the mitzvah is mutal on it. Why does Toysmas have to say, Toysmas have to say, Toysmas have to say, that he's mechuyev lachzer lohovi atmai, יש לך זה לא ואף מלידי חיוב, זה לא שמחל לידי, he's מחויב already, he's מחויב to get the tefillin. ואשריכם במוישה שהטוב לקונס לארץ ישראל. Now, if for some reason we'll say that Tosfos is talking about tzitzit, so then we can understand the Tosfos a bit. So, לידי חיוב, then לידי חיוב would be good. So, לידי חיוב means that he doesn't have a talent, doesn't have a talent, so he's part of him. But he's mechuyev lahavi atmoy lidechi. And so then, okay, it's actually your part, but the even rischa manishim, like Rabbi Kivege, pechen to a gemara menochis, that the malach came to Rav Ketine, he told him, you don't wear a beggar that's chayev betzitzis, he had a taina on him, he had a taina that, but he should have been machnas himself lechiv. But pachsach mir, this is also not poshut. The Tosfos Yeshonim Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos Yeshonim is on Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. The Beis Halevi in Drush with Aleph, the Drushes explains the Tosfos. The Gemara says in Shabbat that the Dalav on the day is as follows. The Gemara says, Va'avoyin tzitzit bono shel odo meisa. The Gemara brings a pasuk. It says, Gam b'knofaye nimtzu dam nafshis avyoinim nekir. Because of knofaye, as she says, Knofayach, Bishul Knofayach, Shebetalta Mitzvotam, Nimtzu Olayach, Chayvis Dam, Nefoshis Avyoinen, Nekiyin, Bonim Ktanen, Shalaychotu, Vechayiv Misen. So there's a Mordika Tosfos over here, so Tosfos explains the Gemara. Doshtaytach a Mordika Oynish, for Bipul Mitzvah Tzitzis, there's an Oynish, that Bonim Ktanen Misen. So Tosfos says, that could be mayhem, shohoyu malbusheyim kach ba'alba kanfei, hoyu nenoshim mishloi hoyu lem tzitzit, ki demuchas kabiyomalei maloch l'rav ketine. Abul hashte sheino oilom regilim b'malbushim keilu, ein tzorech liknei. Ach toi liknei stalet l'voich olav b'chol yoyim, ki doma b'sefer kama b'seite, Chilechom mipirya hoya roitza moyshe, alama moyshe mitzvah shukha lakayim yizkayim al yosh. Tosfos explains the Gemara, that the Gemara is speaking about, Vatke bimeyim shahoyu malbusheyim kach ba'al bakanfeis hoyu nenosh. So the Beis Halevi explains Tosfos as follows. The Pasuk says that a person is nenash ba'avoyin tzitzit. The Pasuk says, Gam b'knofayach nimtzo. There's a taina b'knofayach. Taina to Beis Halevi, what pshat is, the taina is not on the knofayim. The taina is that there's no tzitzit, not the knofayim. So he says, Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara isn't speaking about that he was wearing a beged of talit knofis, and he didn't put tzitzit on. That's Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about a bigger tzitzit. The Pasuk is telling us that you went and you had four knafis and you rounded off one corner. So Gambi knafaya, because of your knafaya, somehow you're part of Amtsitsis. So he's nenesh, one of Tanime. So Toysvis, Erakasha, what's wrong? He has a baggage of three knafis, what's wrong? So Toysvis says, Dafke bi meyem shahoyu malbusheyem kach ba'albe knafis, oyu nenoshim. I mean, that was the tzuras ha-malbush. Everyone had a baggage of dalit knafis. Now you go in your ma'agala kona. Why are you doing this? Why didn't you dress normal the way everyone else dresses? So al kolchoch, that shows from your actions you don't want to do the mitzvah. You're memayis the mitzvah. For being memayis a mitzvah, so achmanin islam, bon of ktanim meis. But I just said, avol hashta she'ein ha'oilom regilim b'malbushim kailu. But nowadays, we don't have such a malbush. It ain't so richliknoi, so I should go and buy a beged of dalit knofis? Why should I buy a beged of knofis? No one wears such a beged. So Taisha says, ach toiv liknoi stalit alavoich olo v'chol yoim, kidoma v'sefei kama v'sefei, v'chilecha mipilyo yoroi tamay shalom amay shemitzu shaucha lakayim yizkayim al yodi. So Taisha says, that's true. There the zichin no avlo. If you don't buy a talis, since that's not the tzuras ha-beged, you're not mechuyif to put on a beged that no one wears. But l'maisa, if you'll buy a beged of dalit knafis, you'll be able to make a mitzvah tzitzis. That's a good thing. And the good thing, Taisus brings a raya from the Gemara in Tzaita. So al kaponim, we see from the Taisus Yishonim that the Gemara in Tzaita is a good thing. Ach, Tzait! It's not more than that. Now, our Taisus is telling us, Inami afilu eloi, yes, lazer lahavi atmeli dechiu, and the Taisus brings a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Taisus Yishonim said in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was not a chiu, Moshe Rabbeinu was a good thing. And here Taisus is saying, Taisus tells to that Gemara to say that if he doesn't do it, he's chayiv nidui. The Raya of Moshe Rabbeinu is very schwer. There it doesn't say there's a chiyuv to do it. Taisus the Taisus Yishonim says, well, it's only a hiddur. God, the Dvar Shmuel brings down, the Chayodim is mesupik. If a person is mechuyev because of a mitzvah or iveret to move where he is now, he can't be mekayim a mitzvah. To move, a different thing, you'd be able to make kind this mitzvah. Is he mechuyev to move because of a mitzvah iveret? So the Hayodim is mechuyev to say he's not mechuyev. Brings a raya from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that if there's two places to go, one place they take a shayif, and the other place they say the brochet. Which one should he go to? The place where they take a shayif, the place where they say the brochet. Tainis the Chayodim, much as there's a place where they don't blow shayif, what right do they have not to blow shayif? They don't have a shayif, they should all move to Yenapla. So Vais the Chayis, there's no chiv to be oikir mit the Rossi, to be mekayim a mitzvah. That's one of the Chayodim's rayas. The Taisus is bringing a from Moshe Rabbeinu. Taisus, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go and tell it to Israel. That was a hiddur of Moshe Rabbeinu. Behodem rinin, tfilin, tzrichin, gufnoki, kalisha, heinikim, aforish, lo yefiach ben, lo yishin ben. Doesn't mean that psazoi, bishas krishmik, del kabal of malchus maim, shleim, bekal yochal izoi. Shloisha chayim einam chayim arashonim. Taim is a perka, maybe tanya, gimul chayim einam chayim. Hamitzape lishulchan chaveiroi. Dependent on yenu, misha ishtay meshel is all over, misha yisurim moishlan begufa. Amayloi moni lekulo hochi, here we have other shloisha shachayim einam chayim. Vishloim da hochi le mayri ela bahanat babetildes to odom. This comes about, this is a result of his own action. Mishum de lel nami ayri, de dom il hanuk shloisha kadesh bo choyba, mishayin e koyis. So for kerba kaisen, that means the Gemara over there speaking about, and they are speaking about that the circumstances made that chayo vein e chayim, is mitapa le shulchan kaberi, ishte meshele solo, So this is the circumstances may create that it's chayvein and chayim. Masha'enkin over here is speaking about that he himself is the Bailam on it. He alone is creating the circumstance. That's Tilda Isa Odom. Let us see the next Taisvis. Ve'ene Meisa Besudas Mitzvah Aino Sudas Milah. Oma Be'medresh, the Nitzel Medina Shal Gehinim, a person who is Meshtatab and Asudas Milah, is Nitzel Medina Shal Gehinim. So it's Nesuim B'Talmud Chochem, Bas Koyin L'Koyin. V'davke Sheyesh Shom Bnei Odom Mugon. Tamrinim B'yid B'Zaboyre, Nikiye Yadah Shem Yerushalayim Lehoi Mesubim B'Sude Elim Kein Yoidin Mimeisiv Imor.